Hello, today's Friday, and it is the 29th, and that means March is almost over. The
Time
end.
to take care of things that begin at the beginning of the month.
Well, March here, it came in like a lion because it was really stormy and cold.
Is it going out like a
It's going
lamb?
out like a lamb because it's warm.
It finally didn't rain for an entire week this week.
It did. It was
That
really
was
nice this
nice. I
weekend.
think next week's supposed to rain a lot, though. I mean, this current
This
week
current week,
that we've
yes.
already experienced.
Yes.
Starting out with a little security news. Krista, you love
I
security
love
news.
security. The TLDR of security every week is nothing you have is safe.
Upgrade your firmware, but
Yeah.
don't trust anybody. Well, how about China? We know that China's spying. We know it. We know that they're stealing our data. But what about times when they don't even have to steal it, when it's just given to them?
Nokia firmware blunder has sent some user data to China. The company behind Nokia smartphones accidentally left a data collection package inside some Nokia 7 Plus devices' firmware. So there was a security researcher who was like, "Hey, that's weird. My name and my IMEI and all these details are going to this server in China. What's up with that?" And Nokia was like, "Oops."
Your snake high score.
They were just testing that, which means that if you buy a Nokia device in China, by default, it's reporting everything back to the Chinese government, as
Whoops.
expected.
Kind of bad.
You know what the great thing about this country is? When there's a horrible disaster, the federal government and all of their benign glory steps in and takes care of us little peons. And it keeps some diligent records of that for whatever reason. And then you know what else it does?
FEMA has shared 2.3 million disaster survivors' personal information with a contractor. Now, they were quick to point out, it doesn't seem like the contractor has done anything wrong, but the contractor did not need this
We
information.
trust them.
We think they'll be fine.
That included the address and some weird fields that the contractor would not need, which was funny. Like, why?
That was too much effort to remove them.
Why tell them those things?
Just give them the Amazon login and just help, have them help themselves.
We talked about in the past pacemakers.
Yes.
Pacemakers can be wirelessly controlled. And they kind of have to be because they're inside your body.
They check
And
up on them, like with your phone. You have
when
kind
they
of
can update
landline.
them and stuff, you don't want to have to pop open somebody's chest every time you want to make an update, right? Well, it turns out defibrillators are the same.
Medtronic defibrillators, 750,000 of them, are vulnerable to hacking, and Homeland Security is involved. So yeah, this is going to be interesting. They issued an alert, and they said you would need a specialized device and to be within 20 feet of the victim. But there are people that have implanted defibrillators for certain events, and they can be reprogrammed to do bad things.
Like, kill you.
Medtronic said that if the defibrillator gets some unusual commands, it will turn off its wireless interface. But they still need to issue updates to fix this.
I have some family with these, so it's another bad day in a family full of heart problems.
You know it's noisy? Hook and loop.
I get it, because I'm also feeling a little fidgety today, and I don't have anything to
We
fidget
gotta
with.
get, let's order some of those little hand strengtheners. Yeah.
People little alien thing where like its eyes pop out and then it's like.
Yeah, that'll have a visual appeal.
Yeah. That makes our channel more aesthetic.
We talked about Facebook, the ad scandal, Cambridge Analytica, the GOAT. What were some of the more recent ones? There's so many.
It's an
Yeah, I don't even remember
endless.
them all.
But at least among all those things, it wasn't some phenomenally stupid technical mistake, right? It was a lot of bad decisions, but they didn't make the worst possible error when it came to just programming the site.
Facebook stored hundreds of millions of user passwords in plain text for years, according to Krebs on security, and he's not wrong.
He's never wrong. He's Krebs.
Yikes. Look how intense he looks in
He
this.
He's the Krebs.
Super
That
intense.
look is not as much as intense. It is. He's like, I'm disappointed in you. How could you have done this,
This
Facebook?
really again? Come on.
But yeah, this was not. I don't think it was the main site, but it was like some subsets. So some people are affected, but you had to be using one of these other things. Anyway, it's a terrible idea, and they probably won't be punished?
Nope. Facebook said that they didn't see any evidence that this had ever been misused.
Of course not.
2,000 engineers had access to this, so it's hard to say for sure.
All 2,000 of those engineers are the best people. They would never, ever do anything to put the users at risk. They definitely don't
Except
have...
Except for when they did.
They don't have a political agenda. They wouldn't target, and they don't have... They
wouldn't lie under oath.
They don't have a database that would tell them everything about these people with which to target the ones that they don't like. They don't have that at Facebook.
Or the ones that they really like and they want to stalk.
And they aren't conveniently tagged and broken down into subsets so that you could target soccer moms if you wanted to. And not to be left out, the education system, well, they do the same thing.
Education and science grant Elsevier, I don't know if we're pronouncing that correctly, left users' passwords exposed online. Due to a misconfigured server, a researcher found a constant stream of Elsevier users' passwords. So, because Elsevier might have a little bit of a reputation. We've covered them in the past. They really want to own all these research papers and stuff online. This researcher contacted a journalist at Motherboard and was like, hey, will you help me execute this? Because I don't want to be blamed for anything bad.
They're bad people. They actually found a kid. And they said, hey, kid, update your password. Use this password that we're going to give you. And we're going to watch the stream because it seems crazy, but we think these are live passwords coming through here. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
His password came through.
Oops.
They fixed it. Don't worry.
And, quote unquote, there was no evidence that anybody had downloaded the
There's link. Never. You know what? You know who they get to look for evidence in a case like that?
Rue.
Ray Charles. That's standard practice. Here's a crazy, crazy thing that I'm going to tell you. Microsoft Defender on the Mac.
Microsoft has shipped antivirus for iOS as Windows Defender becomes Microsoft Defender. The reason for this is because Apple is asleep at the helm with macOS. The people that are maintaining macOS, it is a skeleton crew. Everybody is working on iOS or mobile devices or possibly the Apple Watch.
Maybe. Are you saying that that crew is like the crew from the Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black
Literal undead working. Wow. And everybody knows that skeletons, despite being incredible archers, terrible at security.
Yeah.
Yeah, there have been a number of really boneheaded security incidents on Apple.
High quality news program.
When it comes to their security... principles and stuff, they're just no meat. It's no meat.
It's a very hollow approach.
More bad news for the people at Apple. You know what? If they're hosting their iTunes stuff on Macs, maybe they're getting these Defender files is going to be great for them because they can't secure them.
A flood of 4K James Bond leaks further point to an iTunes breach of some type. All 24 movies from the iTunes exclusive 4K James Bond collection have leaked online. This is further evidence to suggest pirates have found a way to decrypt 4K source files from the iTunes store. But how exactly is a mystery.
Mm.
And where do you get these 4K?
Thanks, Torrent Freak.
You can download them of several places online, I'm sure. Totally. There's also another movie. I can't remember what it was called, but another Aquaman. Yeah. But it was Aquaman that only iTunes had. Like, they got the 4K Aquaman early.
Mm.
And now we've all got it.
No, we would not have it. Yeah.
No, some of us may not have watched it yet, but indeed have it.
But no one at this table.
You might think it's the worst thing you can do is to watch pirated material. A lot of people believe that. If you downloaded Aquaman and you watched it, there's nothing worse that you could watch. But I do not agree. I think maybe the worst thing is this.
Hundreds of motel guests were secretly filmed and live streamed online.
That's a big yikes for me.
This was in South Korea?
South Korea.
Yeah.
Cheap hotels or motels. And you can see here these little cameras. They've got the dotted line around it just in case you did.
Didn't know what that hole was.
They're not all that well hidden, but I guess if you don't think to look for them.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Now, this was 1,600 people. I don't think that's 1,600. I don't think that was 1,600 rooms, just you know, in and out. This went on for a while. They actually had a subscription website where you could sign up
and watch people sleep.
Watch these.
There's probably other stuff happening in there that's sleeping.
You probably just click around until you find something, right?
Yeah, there's bachelorette parties, you know. Couples so, first night together, they get married. Like, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on.
There were cameras inside the TVs, inside the wall sockets, inside the hairdryer. And you can imagine all those locations. Think about when you've been in a hotel and what you've done in front of those things. Yeah.
Sorry, someone just picking their nose.
Maybe something even worse than that, Krista.
Well, didn't we talk about, too, we were talking about earlier that people will put cameras in toilets in South Korea.
In South Korea, they have a special government agency made up of women who go around and search for cameras in public restrooms.
Nice.
And that's extra weird to me because there's nothing sexy about peeing.
To you.
Like dealing with your tampon change. Who wants to see that up close and personal on the flight deck?
Engagement change.
As Ryan would say. You don't want, I don't want to deal with that.
I don't want to see that. No. But, you know, maybe it's a cultural thing. You know? I don't want to watch women be invaded by demon tentacles either. You know, it takes all kinds. Ransomware is a problem. And when you get hit by ransomware, what are you going to do? Do you have a plan B? Well, these people did, but it's a last-ditch effort plan B.
An aluminum producer has switched to manual operations effort after a ransomware infection. So it was Locker Goga. Shut down all their stuff. They switched to manual. They're going to restore from backup, but that's going to take a while.
I would love to see what switched to manual looks like for making aluminum.
A lot more people, probably.
And it's got to be dangerous, right?
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah, because molten aluminum, and I'm no expert on this. That sounds dangerous.
That sounds like that would be hot. Anyway, next story.
We have sirens, like the air raid style sirens here in our city, because there's a weapons depot, and I think they overuse them.
They test them a lot.
I feel like they desensitize us because it's like, oh, there's a strong wind coming. Hit the air raid sirens. And that's similar to what happened here, but this was a little worse.
These hacked tornado sirens have been taken offline in two Texas cities ahead of a major storm. What happened was hackers set these off early, freaked everybody out, and then the storm actually came and they had to shut them down because they were still active.
Yeah, they kept turning them back on. The hackers did when they would turn them off. They couldn't get back control of them. And I imagine the system is so insecure that they're probably still off, right? Like, what are they going
to
do?
You'd have to just, yeah.
Oh, the password for this siren system is the same as my luggage.
Siren 123.
Yeah. If you're looking for hot tornado action, I suggest the YouTube channel Picos Hank. He'll probably be getting active again soon now that it's tornado season.
He was probably there.
He probably was, actually.
Yeah.
He has a lot of great videos on his channel.
You think that he may have gotten a false alarm and they wasted his time?
They probably. These
tornado sirens?
Probably. He went down there and was like, oh. Well, he has radar equipment too.
He saw the alarm and was like, oh, deploy the armored vehicle. And it's like,
oh, he's not in an armored vehicle. He's just in his truck and he's like, oh, I've made a huge mistake. I cut in front of this tornado. It's good watching.
I would like to see somebody get sucked up by a tornado.
That happened a few years ago. Meteorologist from the Weather Channel.
And put down gently, of course, not killed.
That's not what happened to that. Oh. From what I understand.
That's too bad. Remember Mirai?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of throwbacks. A lot of throwbacks in this week's news. We had Cambridge Analytica and what was the other thing that we were talking about earlier?
Mirai, was that was the one that, the thermostat in Russia was going to...
I don't remember if that was it or not, but Mirai was the big botnet.
Yeah,
and
the Internet of Things botnet.
Everybody was being affected. So it seems like maybe people got under control a little bit. They took down the servers, but it's back and it's got a new thing to feed on.
Mirai malware variant targets signage TVs and presentation systems. So we've all been driving somewhere and looked up at the billboard and it's been like the Windows blue screen of death or an update is ready or some other kind of nonsense. Turns out a lot of those sign systems are digital, and they're never updated, and nobody ever looks in on them, and nobody ever changes the password, which is the perfect recipe for the Mirai botnet to get in there and embed itself and just be there forever.
My favorite one is those mall kiosks More and more often, you'll see screenshots where people have put Pornhub on them.
Oh.
Which is still better than South Korea. Chris, I don't like this stock photo.
It's not very creative. Yeah. It's fine, but it's not great.
I don't think it's all that good.
How angry would you be if you like bought billboard space and then it got destroyed by this?
You'd probably be billed anyway, and you wouldn't even know.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and it doesn't necessarily turn off your billboard, though. It spends most of its time just trying to infect other billboards. So they can, whenever they need it, they'll wake it up to DDoS for PewDiePie, probably.
Oh, speaking of.
Because people are very, very serious about this PewDiePie versus T-Series thing. So serious that they're building ransomware.
PewDiePie fans keep making junk ransomware. YouTube, please hide the PewDiePie and T-Series follower account and just put this competition to bed. What happened was some guy wrote ransomware, but he screwed it up and they didn't save the keys. So it just encrypted your stuff forever. And then somebody else made another one that was better, but then it started catching on really quickly, and he's like, oh, I could probably get in trouble. So everything's been published to GitHub, and there's a decryption tool. So if you were hit by the first one, your stuff's gone forever. If you're hit by the second one, the tool you need to decrypt your stuff, it's on YouTube.
But the second one...
GitHub.
The crazy thing about the second one was you couldn't, like, subscribe to PewDiePie and get your stuff encrypted. The only unencryption path before he got scared and gave out the command line tool was if PewDiePie beats T-Series to 100 million.
Yeah.
If T-Series gets to 100 million first, no one would get their stuff unencrypted. That was the rule.
What kind of... Do you get a button or something when you get to 100 million?
Yeah, they'll just give you YouTube.
This is your problem now. Yeah. We don't know how to make money from it. Maybe you will.
Here's YouTube, and here's all the lawsuits. Enjoy.
That's what they were talking about in Ready Player One. It wasn't like you're going to take over the thing. It's that you get to figure out the lawsuits on YouTube.
Krista.
Yes.
What is a Nurx?
So this is a design project. This is almost more nonsense, to be honest, because I think this is a really bizarre branding project. So that's actually supposed to be pronounced New RX, like new prescription.
Mm.
But it definitely reads as Nurx. And it's mostly women's health items and sexual health items. But I find the branding for this to be completely kind of off kilter, and I wanted to see what you guys thought about it.
What's going on here?
No one knows. It's supposed to be all like weirdly handwritten, but it's like, if I'm getting healthcare items, I don't really want it to feel like someone just scribbled all over it.
Nurx.
It's New RX. Nurx. But yes, I read it as Nurx.
I don't know. The black and white flashing makes me think like Friday the 13th.
Oh, so this is all...
Yeah, it's like sexual health.
Gynecology.
Yeah.
I
don't get a trustworthy feeling from this, is all I'm saying.
Do you really make...
You should scroll down some more, though. There's a really funny packaging design in here, too.
Do you make a decision about your reproductive stuff?
It's so bizarre. The whole thing's really weird.
No.
Hang on. No, you gotta keep going there. You gotta find the box that I'm thinking of here. Keep going.
The box.
Okay.
Huh?
Nope.
Nope.
You'll know which one it is.
Oh.
Keep going.
There's a swab. Look how she looks angry.
Yeah, she doesn't look happy.
She got some bad non-Nurx branded
Nurx
birth control. Oh.
No, there it is. HPV self-test. Can you imagine getting that in the mail?
I would think that should be a little bit more discreet.
Yes, yeah. Like, this is the thing, because you're supposed to just mail it to yourself. It's like a whole mail system to get your testing supplies.
This
is bizarre branding, and I just thought I'd point it out, because it's so trendy.
You're going to get one of these sweet shirts?
Why would you need a tote bag with your prescription
to put
like
all your
pharmacy
stuff in?
Stuff?
Yeah.
Why would you want a pharmacy branded tote bag?
Krista, it's your body and your rules.
This is the strangest thing. It's not necessarily a bad service, but like I just feel like the branding for this is so odd. Maybe that will be like cool for.
But it seems weird, like
women, maybe,
if you were going to get any one of these things, wouldn't you ask your doctor, like, what do you recommend?
Yes, I would think, and not just order it online off of a site that looks like it was scribbled on.
Because there are going to be doctors like, well, why don't you just get this off-brand one that's exactly the same thing? And women would be like, No, I'm a Nurkse girl.
I want to get a box in the mail so my neighbors see that I'm getting an HPV test.
I need my postal carrier to know that I might have HPV.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, maybe not. Seems like a strange product, maybe. I don't know. Poorly designed, maybe more likely. Anyway.
Speaking of PewDiePie and T-Series, that is a hotly contested YouTube drama. And it's playing out in bizarre ways. But for the most part, it's online. Even with ransomware, it stays in the online space. But sometimes, YouTube doesn't always stay online.
Hey, this YouTube face-off in Berlin, police had to break up a mass brawl. It's because of two YouTubers that are in Berlin? What?
They weren't even in the square. They just called upon their followers to go.
They advertised rallies, I guess, that were taking place for each of them in the same place.
What could go wrong?
And some people, now there were, was it 400 people? Not all 400 people were fighting, but they believe up to 50 may have been involved in a brawl.
Incredible.
And then it spilled over into a railway where they began throwing rocks from the rails.
What could go wrong?
The tracks.
There was a similar fight, or it was advertised. I don't know if anyone went to it. It was a few years ago in a nearby city. Bronies versus Juggalos. Who would you take in that fight?
I'm going to take the Juggalos.
I'm going to take the Juggalo.
Because I think the Juggalos are probably on a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
They just don't even feel pain anymore.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like they would just pick up a broken bottle and just, you know, cut one of the Bronies instantly.
Everything else being equal, you go with the person on methamphetamine in a fight.
Level one tips if you're betting on street fighting.
We talked about robocalling earlier, and maybe they've found a solution. And perhaps this is one of the things that finally moved AT&T to get serious about this problem.
AT&T CEO interrupted by a robocall during a live interview. He of course, declined the phone via his Apple Watch. I mean, what else?
You know? Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
He looks so disturbed here.
It's like, am I part of the problem? Is there that moment of introspection that's like,
Is this my fault?
Should I be doing something?
Did I do this?
Is there something that I could do that won't make us money, but will be good in the long run? It seems wrong. I don't know.
And then his phone buzzes and he's like, oh, never mind.
Speaking of the Apple Watch, that's a pricey little toy, isn't it?
It is.
But Apple computers are perhaps a little overpriced.
A little.
It's been said. But how overpriced are they? The truth is surprising.
The most powerful iMac Pro now costs $15,927. That's with 256 gigs of RAM. Now, I'll point out that, like, if you just comparison shop the 256 gigs of RAM that's literally installed in there, you can order off Amazon, and it's going to cost you about half what Apple charges. That's the Amazon price.
That's like half my college education.
That's also pre-tax. Now, they also talk about the upgrades are ridiculous. It's the RAM is 5200 itself if you buy it from Apple. 700 for the 16 gigabyte Radeon video card.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Which is not a great video card. And 2400 for the Intel processor that's 2.3 gigahertz. That's the best you can get.
It's not even the Radeon 7. It's just, it's, come on.
Yeah, so.
It's so expensive.
This guy talks about how he built a $2,800 computer that would blow it out of the water. And it's just a sad world. Can you imagine somebody is buying that?
Yes.
And they should be on a watch list.
They really should.
Or they just have more money than sense. There's lots of people like that.
It's like,
Yeah.
Mac OS is just not even that good anymore. I mean, I'm not sure that it ever really was, but it's frustrating.
Even if it was the best operating system that's ever existed.
It's not worth making the RAM twice as expensive.
$5,000 worth of RAM?
Yeah, no.
Come on. Immigration is a hot topic here in the U.S. Some people think that everybody should be let in, and some people think that nobody should be let in. And I think the answer is probably somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere.
But immigration enforcement, you could say, in some cases, they're a little overzealous.
What nonsense. This, you know, a 9-year-old citizen was detained for 32 hours because they gave customs inconsistent info. What?
The argument, the core of the argument, they say, is that this little girl does not look like her passport picture.
As it turns out, children age. Human children grow larger with time. Who could guess?
She was with her older brother, too. She was not alone.
And by older, they mean, like, the little boy was in eighth grade. So he was also not really that much older than her.
Yeah. And these kids, clearly, when you, I mean, you know, she looks like she's probably her, and they were visiting family, I think, in Mexico. So she is a recent transplant to America, probably, but totally legal.
Yeah, born here.
And obviously, these kinds of families have frank conversations with their children. It's like, listen, whatever they say to you, you wait till mommy gets there. And you got to give this little girl credit. The 32 hours she was there. I want to speak to my lawyer.
Am I being detained?
And she did not tell them what they wanted to hear, which was they wanted her to sign a confession that she was involved in some kind of weird thing. And she didn't do it. She just toughed it out and got into the country eventually.
Our country is so messed up.
So it is. Bad. It is quite messed up. Our country is messed up. And one of the ways that it's messed up, and I'm pissing people off here, we're not taking vaccines. Some of us.
I don't know if anyone in our channel would be that messed up.
Oh,
a few.
No, have you not read the comments?
Well, I guess there's one or two who leave really long comments about it. But
oh, yeah, those are the people who always leave really long comments, yes. Yeah. And the good news is, let's say that you want to vax, right? You want to vaccinate your children.
Yes.
But you're in like a really hippie neighborhood, and you're afraid that other people are going to find out that you're vaxxing. What do? You can't go to the hospital because they'll throw melons at you or something and deride you.
You could order it online, but how will you administer it?
Well, Amazon and UPS are here to No, you can't get it from NERCS because then they'll see you carrying it into your house with a neon flashing sign that says measles vaccine.
UPS is eyeing in-home health services with this U.S. vaccine project. So, United Parcel Service, yes, UPS, the guys in brown, want to go beyond delivering packages. And when they deliver a vaccine, they want to have somebody show up to administer it to you as well.
I hope that the vaccine vans that show up to your house, I hope they don't brand them in any way. Because people will attack them.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
People are dumb.
Or do you think they'll just hire someone to attack him if you're in like a crunchy neighborhood?
Well, either way, I mean,
people are dumb.
Yeah. It amounts to the same thing. How bad is that? It's like, well, personally, I believe in vaccines, but they gave me $50. So I threw a brick through the windshield.
$50 is $50. Yeah.
Another thing that is a bad thing that can happen in the civilized world is animal abuse.
Yes.
And I got to be honest with you, I'm right on the edge. these cats.
They're real meowy if you haven't seen the video.
Oh, they're so meowy.
We retweeted it. You can see some of the videos of Ryan's cats.
But I would never, I'm going to say this on the record right now, I would not consider swallowing them alive.
But a bold claim.
This man has been fined 385 pounds after swallowing a live goldfish in a clip posted on Snapchat. Joshua Coles admitted to causing unnecessary suffering to the animal that he won at a Bridgewater Fair in Somerset.
How about we get past giving fish away as prizes? Who wants a fish as a prize?
I won two fish once when I went to the fair when I was like in high school. Pumpkin and Jitterbug. I had them for like 3 or 4 years.
Well, okay. I stand corrected.
Well, to be fair, my mom was like, why did you bring these home?
Exactly.
But yes, I did actually keep them for many years after I got them.
He was also ordered 200 hours community service.
Wow. That's a lot of community service.
They should make him
that's
do that.
That's weird, though. Who does that? That's really fresh sushi.
That's like a common thing back in the day.
To swallow the goldfish?
Yeah, like a dare.
Oh.
Yeah. And the little goldfish basically just has to be eaten alive by your stomach acid.
That's terrible.
Which is probably it makes it unhappy. I don't know if it could breathe in stomach acid.
Do you, this is maybe TMI, so like, you know, skip ahead a little bit if you don't want to hear this. Do you poop out the bones?
I think the fish bones are soft enough.
But they would just be disintegrated in your stomach acid?
What if that didn't happen and it went in the chute backwards so that the spines were pointing against the grain?
Like a breech birth of skeleton bones in the butt.
I don't think that happens, though. But maybe.
But we don't know.
Maybe poetic justice in this case.
Yeah. Google that and tell us in the chat.
No.
In the comments.
Oh.
Often, law enforcement like to tweet and announce and do big press releases and tell you that they caught the bad guy. They're very proud when they do so. But sometimes they have to eat their words.
The NYPD is deleting this cop killer tweet after officer is revealed to be alive. So this guy was arrested. He's like, yeah, we got him. He killed this guy like 20 years ago. And I was like, wait a minute. That's not actually accurate.
Look at the picture of the guy here, too. He's like, wait, what? He was like mid-sentence and someone was like, no, he's alive. And he had to stop and be like, huh?
Look at this guy's got kind of a mullet going on back here.
Is that an earpiece? I think it's an earpiece.
It's tough to tell.
Maybe he's got a really long mullet tucked into his collar.
Anyway, the guy did get shot, the cop, the ex-cop. But he did not die. And somehow the records...
never corrected.
I don't know. Yeah, but he was corrected on Twitter by people who said, that guy's not dead. I saw him last week.
Oops.
So they had to retract it.
Oopsie.
I have not seen Bohemian Rhapsody. Have either of you seen it?
No. I've seen a little, like, I've watched some stuff about it on, like, YouTube and stuff, but
I was
for Oscar season.
Krista tells me that sexuality was downplayed in it, which
that's
is, seems
what
surprising.
I've heard from reviewers online. Everyone because says that it's not really, doesn't focus a whole lot about his
I am not
sexuality.
I'm not the biggest Freddie Mercury fan, but even not knowing much about him, I know that he was famously promiscuous.
Yeah.
That was kind of his
voice.
Yeah, and like, number one thing he's famous for, The Voice. Number two, tons of gay sex.
That's a close number two.
Really close. But even the watered-down version is too much for the Chinese.
Bohemian Rhapsody to be released in China with the homosexual content completely filtered out.
Is anyone surprised by that, though?
But
no.
Even if you take out the explicit parts of it, is it not part of the story? Wouldn't
in some
you still
way,
be
yeah.
able to suss out that he's gay?
It'd be part of the story.
Because his death was, how are they going to explain that?
He just mysteriously dies in this one.
That's it, yeah.
No one knows what killed him.
It was the government.
Now, what would you say?
Actually,
okay, it's like
inaccurate.
They're filtering that out. To what extent would you say that they're willing to go to filter out things that are objectionable?
I hope that's the next story. Because I'm not positive that it is, and it's not.
No.
We're going to have to rearrange.
No.
We were going to end on that one.
Oh, this is Iran, too. So.
Yeah,
oh, you fumbled it.
So, okay. Oh, they've already seen the headline, but it's like, we should have done a, which one is different, and why are they different?
So one of these things
the
is not like the other.
Yeah, spot the differences in these two photos.
Also, look at the quality you lose when you add that. Like, they did a
he
bad...
He also seems more saturated in the other one. Like, they upped the saturation and the color balance.
Well, they cut a big part of the frame out.
Yeah.
But that tattoo, you can't tell at all what it is. Anyway, it's the nipple right here. This guy right here is not allowed in Iran. Which is weird because...
it's a male nipple, so it's okay, right?
I don't know. Maybe
there
it's just
the monetization.
Maybe it's just so beautifully
just
formed.
A nipple. We've already talked about so much other worse things.
Now, the best part about this story, and I have to, there's a couple of clicks to get to it, but that's not the only example. Well, here's another one you can look at. So you can't see any,
like no cleavage at
any
all.
Breast
barely
there
a
at
clavicle.
All. But here's a convenient lampshade.
Oh, see, I assumed that was a laptop, but
oh,
that's a lampshade.
Yeah, I think it's a lampshade because you got the same thing going on. See, like this right here? They just sort of moved it over.
Oh, it's fine.
But the best one.
This one's good.
Is this dog. So apparently, and I was surprised to find out this, but dogs indoors are not cool in Iran. It's like a Western thing, and they don't like it.
I think sometimes in Islam, they're considered unclean.
So how do you get rid of a dog? Saloon doors.
They're not attached to anything. They're just kind of there.
That's so good.
So, censorship will not stand.
Interesting. The Iranians go to some great lengths. What do you think the guy who's responsible for this makes a year?
Not enough.
Because that's got to be more than... how many frames do you think of the movie?
A lot.
That's a lot of frames.
I mean, the pillow looks kind of convincing from a distance.
Yeah, well, and if you're just watching a moving frame, you probably don't notice it that much. But when you see it as a still frame like that, you're sitting there staring at it, and it's like, what's wrong with that? Oh.
I wonder if, like if that really is, like, truly a cultural thing. I wonder if that's, like,
that's probably a modesty sort of thing.
No, like, the PTSD guys in Facebook, like, they were seeing, like, really horrible stuff, but the Iranian equivalent, like, that guy's going through the same PTSD.
What about the Chinese guy that's just staring at Freddie Mercury gay stuff all day long?
Yeah, I mean, I can see that that's maybe a form of PTSD.
He's submitting it to the council, who then rewatches it, and they're like, no, no, no. There's at least another 45 seconds of gay that can come out of this. Do it right
or don't do it
right. Oh, no, we've had the news up the whole time.
Oh.
The next story.
Oh, whoops.
It's fine. We won't edit that. It's not worth the effort.
Well,
Huawei's Ming Wanzhou had a MacBook, iPhone, and an iPad when she was arrested. Now, wait a minute. Wasn't Huawei the company that was, like, punishing people for using Apple products?
That's not even a Mac, is it?
No, the Verge talked about how the MateBook Pro X, they said, was, like, the best laptop.
Oh, that's the Huawei one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I guess she just doesn't want to use Windows?
So the...
Is that what she said to them?
The funny thing about this is it's actually documented in court that she is an Apple user.
Yikes.
Even though she's the Huawei CFO.
Yikes.
Hashtag embarrassing.
That's going to be some punishment when she gets back to China.
That's going to be a paddling. And finally, you know, we were going to end on the nipple story.
But yeah, we're here now.
This is a close second. There is going to be a bold... they're risking everything, if you really think about it. I mean, they want to get to the truth, and they're willing to die for it.
Flat Earthers plan a big, bold cruise to the edge of the world.
Look, it's a cruise, too.
They're going to Antarctica.
They're just going to get blinding drunk.
They're going to sail around Antarctica and say it's an impenetrable ice wall at the edge of the Earth.
Do you think this will be anything like the AMC series, The Terror?
We can only hope.
Get so dark so fast.
If a giant monster polar bear eats these people, and there's video evidence of it, I hope somebody makes a Blair Witch style.
That would be actually way more entertaining than if finding out that the Earth is, you know, actually round. You know, it's like, oh, we actually discovered a horrible mutant form of polar bear here.
It's the flat Earth spirit who wants to keep the secret locked away, and that's why he's attacking them. Now, I suppose flat Earth, they believe that we are completely surrounded in ice. Is that what it is?
Yeah, the like you get to the edge, and then it's just that's it.
Just what about is there not a group that believes that there's just a waterfall at the end?
Yeah, what happens when you get to the end?
Planet space.
Are they just going to sail their cruise ship off the end?
I really think that these guys should like use modern communication technology, like literally just take a yardstick and put it in somebody's yard, and then travel a couple hours, and put another yardstick in that person's yard, and be like, what angle is the shadow of the yardstick? And as long as they've moved north or south in their travel, the shadow angle is going to be different. And then you can estimate the circumference of the Earth.
That sounds a lot like math. No.
I mean, they could just call their friend. Like, leave their friend. It would be a week. You could do it in a weekend.
It's not flat. It's a bowl.
Or you could just trust the people who know more than you about this particular subject.
Krista, no one knows more than I do about geology. I'm literally an expert.
I don't know about that.
And,
does it have to be circle? Can it be rectangular?
rectangular
flat Earth.
It's not like, a perfect rectangle.
Can we destroy the flat Earthers from within? It's like it's not a circular disc; it's a rectangular disc.
Due to the moon's gravity, it's more of a rhombus.
Have you seen the thing where it's like the Flat Earth Society on Twitter, and someone's like, "Do you think Mars is flat?" And they're like, "No, Mars has been observed to be round."
It's like what? The best quote from them. It's like, this is not as fringe as you think it is. We've got people from around the globe.
Think about that. Think about what you just said.
You know, that's... Oh, my God. That's enough of this.
It's been a weird week.
It's weird.
And we're glad that you're here with us. Here at the end of all things.
Still managed to squeeze almost 40 minutes out of this. Krista... To take us to 40, is there any new Lord of the Rings news?
There is none, though. There's lots of conjecture in the LOTR on Prime subreddit.
Give us the hottest rumor.
All people want to talk about is how Anatar... Oh, I can't wait to see Anatar. It's like, well, dude, Let's start at the very beginning of the Second Age. And it's like, no, let's just skip right to the ringmaking. It's like, well, there's so much good history.
Nothing pisses me off more than when people want to skip the Second Age.
Well, no, we're in the Second Age.
The first
They want
age.
To skip to, like, well into the Second
I
Age.
I hate it when people want to do whatever it is that you're describing.
Yes, it should start at the very beginning so we get an idea of who these characters are at the baseline.
I agree. You know what? I think young Annatar was the strongest story in terms of Annatar.
Do you know who Annatar is?
Yes, of course I do.
Spoiler.
We'll see you next week.
If you know who it is, spoiler, put it in the chat, in the comment.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, no, of course everybody knows who it is, Krista. You're not special. It's First Age and it's Annatar. I mean, that's obvious.
You don't even have the age right.
Yeah.
He's got his brother Protar, and so it's...
And they fought crime.
It was buddy cop style. It was the original inspiration for... Beverly Hills Cop.
And they had a car that transformed into a helicopter. Krista, everybody knows this. With magic.
Had to fight him, right?
Yeah, right.
They could just call the Eagles. It's not that the car transformed, it's that the Eagles would pick up the car by the T-top and carry it.
And we'll talk more about that next week.
Anyway.